Thank you for braving the stormy weather to make it all the way here. And let's hope the conference is equally stormy. I want to say a few words. First of all, to welcome you. It's so impressive to see such a large group of people interested in such a hard problem. You must all be very brave. And this morning, for the very first time, I completely failed in my efforts to get a cup of coffee. So that's a good sign. Keep drinking the coffee, and I hope you have a wonderful week here. Let me say a couple of things about perimeter, and then a couple of things about theoretical physics. Perimeter, for those of you who are new here, is a very unusual place. It was created just over 10 years ago with a very unique mission, which is to explore quantum theory and space-time at the most fundamental level with the goal of making breakthroughs in our understanding of the universe at the most basic level. So it's a very ambitious goal, but what is unique about perimeter is the flexibility we have been given in terms of attacking that goal, that our founders and our funders have given us great trust and great responsibility to design this institute as the best environment for people to do research on such fundamental questions. So that is an ongoing challenge. We're trying to rise to that challenge, and we welcome all comments and ideas and suggestions as to how we could do better. I want to say a couple of things about fundamental physics too, because in my opinion, we're in the midst of a crisis. It's a crisis which nobody acknowledges, or few people acknowledge. Most people behave as if it's business as usual. But for the last 30 years, I would say, the field has been characterized by bandwagons, by model building of all types, and essentially these models have not led to success. I don't want to be too negative, but the models have failed. We have had a huge amount of effort expended on building grand unified models and supersymmetric models and superstring models, M-theory models. And where has it led us? It has led us to some very profound puzzles. I should say also inflationary models. Thousands upon thousands of different models. And where has it led us? Well, quite naturally, it's led us to the landscape, to a landscape of models. Very important to realize this landscape is in our heads. And the last year has seen spectacular progress, which in my view amounts to nature putting us back on the right course. Last year, remember, the Higgs was discovered, spectacular success for theory developed in the 1960s. But at the same time, a spectacular failure for ideas of extending the Standard Model in order to solve the hierarchy puzzle by adding all kinds of other ingredients and bells and whistles like supersymmetry. And so the result is absolutely fascinating. The Higgs exists, but its effective potential has some very bizarre properties, implying we exist in a metastable phase at more than 99% confidence. It seems if you take the minimal standard model with nothing else, our vacuum is not the lowest energy one. And there are also some amazing properties of the theory at very high energy. If you extrapolate the standard model to high energy, certain beta functions go to zero, and there are hints of new symmetry. So that's one very powerful clue. It was not what we theorists were expecting, but nature has set us on a new course, I believe, and I hope at this conference that receives some attention. The second thing that happened was a few months ago, the Planck satellite spectacularly measured the whole sky, the cosmic microwave background fluctuations on the whole sky. And the overriding signal from these measurements is the universe is simpler than anyone expected. We have near perfect scale invariant Gaussian fluctuations on the sky. And let's compare that with the zoo of inflationary models of rolling fields and extra fields and all kinds of bells and whistles. And many of the simplest models are now ruled out. But theorists have not slowed down in building more and more models with fewer and fewer principles. And so I would like to encourage, I mean, I think this community is very important and very healthy as a rival approach, for example, to string theory and other attempts to study quantum gravity. It's extremely important, and it's wonderful to see so many young people in such an ambitious field. But I would warn you to keep raising your sights higher, not to become just another bandwagon which is self-sustaining and which talks its own language, but to pay attention to what these signals from nature are telling us, which is that the universe is simple. And I think that should be profoundly encouraging to all of us. And I personally believe that we may indeed be on the threshold of another big revolution, like at the start of the 20th century. There was a similar situation. Classical mechanics and classical picture of the world simply failed when encountering certain phenomena, and the phenomena turned out to be simple, but simple in very radical ways. And I think we've seen the same thing over the last year. It's our job to recognize it, to find the reason for that simplicity. And that may well be some totally new principle for physics. And so that's what I find very, very encouraging about the current era. So without saying any more, let me just welcome you once again, encourage you to look around perimeter, try to discover how we operate, which is quite unusual, and try to give your input into how we should operate for the benefit of the whole of theoretical physics around the world. Thanks again for coming.